Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Right, I'm ready to go. Here we go.
That's bonus.
What's up and all? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions and Joe moves his chair around the room.
That's what I do. I see you sit back a little bit there for the bonus. You're
leaning back.
It's more of a relaxing atmosphere, isn't it?
Does it look weird on the camera?
No, it's good.
Is it?
Are you still on shot?
On what?
Are you still in the shot?
In the shot? I don't know. I'll sit up just in case. Yeah, I feel like I'm leaning down to talk into the microphone. If I'm sitting up, then that could be.
You're leaning down as if you're at one of those like McCarthyite 1950s. You know the way the mafia, or you know. I'd like to say that I have no knowledge of that. The lean into.
Yeah,
the
lean
lawyer.
Thank you.
In the court.
Thank you. I'm just a businessman from Sicily.
They like hit the microphone. They lean in. They're just like,
and then they covered up. Talk to their. I have no comment to make on that.
Could you speak louder into the mic?
I like to put it to you.
Yeah, so we like to put it to the listeners. Any questions for the bonus episode of the podcast?
She defecated in the bed.
Hello again.
Then she shit in the bed.
Hello again, Owen and Co. Yeah. Dara from Blanche again. I listened to the podcast. This is Dara from last week.
Dara.
Remember?
Yeah.
Was he the champion listener? According to the Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, okay.
Fucking was he? I don't know.
And I think you were casting aspersions as to how much time he's got on his hands. And
yeah.
Dara from Blanche again. I listen to the podcast whenever I'm in work, doing college work, playing FIFA, cooking, whenever basically. Now he does put a laughing emoji in here, so it's all good. I have probably listened to every episode 10 times at this stage.
Holy
excited
shit.
For the live show. Also, I have another screenshot from a DM I sent Darren in 2023. I think I must average 60,000 a year. And thinking about that is mental. Cheers, lads. See yous in February. And he has indeed attached said DM to Darren unreplied to.
That can happen.
Left on red.
Can I see the DM?
There you go.
Oh, that's sad. It's sad to look at, isn't it?
What?
I just ghosted him like.
Yeah.
It's sad to look at that. 29th November 2023.
Popular guy though. You can't be responding to everyone like, do you know what I mean? You can't be writing letters to everyone.
Did you not see me bio? It says doesn't respond to DMs. It doesn't actually say that.
Unsolicited DMs.
It's assumed. Yeah. It's assumed. You can keep that. No, you can keep that.
I don't want to.
Frame it.
You can frame it. It's fucking horrible to look at.
The frame of shame. After hearing the high praise that James from Georgia got, this comes in from Leon Cushion. Cushion. The bigger the cushion, the deeper the pushing. Do you ever? Any Spinal Tap fans here?
Oh, no.
Anyway.
I like it.
I had to write it in again, lads. I stood by it last year and again this year. No one listened to more Stall It than me this year. Love the show, lads. Have been to all the live shows. Can't wait for the next one. Leon Cushion. That's a good name.
Leon Cushion is a girl.
Cushen.
Cushion.
Oh, N.
N.
N. The proper cushion.
The cushion, the deeper the cushion.
Is it spelled like cushion?
C-U-S-H-E-N. Cushen. And again, another Cushen. Screen grab from his Spotify Wrapped. He took that at 12:37.
How many minutes?
He was on 49,000.
Holy fuck.
676, top 1% fam.
Mm. Someone sent in their Spotify Wrapped to the Conways, and they collectively listened to the Conways and Stala. It was into the 127,000. Like,
is that that many minutes in the year?
Yeah, at least that.
How many minutes are in a year?
Good question.
I'll tell you that now.
No, don't look, guess.
I'd say there's, I mean, there's 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day.
Quickly, come on, guess.
I'm going to say 250,000.
I'm going to say 700,000.
So 250, 700 in a year, here we go.
No, I didn't know it was on, like, wait.
You said?
250.
And you 700,000.
Almost literally halfway through, 525,600.
Oh, that's not a lot. That's unimpressive. 600
minutes.
That's unimpressive. That's almost as unimpressive as Michael Jackson's record number one hits.
But if somebody spent over 100,000 minutes, that's a fifth of their year.
Yeah.
Listening to Stala and the Conways.
Wow. I mean, keep them coming.
Wow.
Big fair responsibility, play. I would have thought.
Fair play.
We've got some, Jake from Navan. What's the story, lads? I was listening to the latest episode and heard about James's minutes, so I had to double check mine. I have 43,000. Close but no cigar.
Still very impressive.
It is.
Didn't think it was that many minutes myself. Enjoyed every minute, though. Jake from Navan.
Good.
Well done, Jake.
Navan. Thank you.
Mick from Kildare's in.
Oh, Mick's back, is he?
Mick's your McGinty.
Mick is McGinty. Mick is a big fan of us.
Yeah.
Is he?
And the podcast.
Do we have to instigate, you know, the way Terrence goes, McGinty, or something from Mick? Mick.
Maybe, yeah.
Mick.
Nah.
That's our Georgia fella. Who's Georgia?
Oh, James.
That's James. James from Georgia. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, from Georgia. Mm.
I'll try it. Mick.
I'd probably just leave that altogether, yeah.
Moving on. Hey, Lance. Last week, were chatting. Ye with two E's.
Mm. Ye.
He's from Kildare.
Okay, easy. Fair enough, yeah. We're from chatting Kildare. About the studio being like a submarine with a strong door.
Tis. And a little window, a little port window.
Simpsons klaxon. It's like the episode of The Simpsons when Homer was checking out safety shelters at Herman's when the nuclear missile struck Springfield while inside gorging on the supplies. Homer survives and Herman perishes outside. Spoiler alert there. I haven't, yeah. So if there was a super apocalypse here, ye, again with two E's, would be in the only secure shelter in your studio. You have to stay in there for a whole year. Can't leave the studio at all. You would be the only broadcast platform for the whole country. RT and Virgin were destroyed. All right, Mick. How would ye get on? That's three E's. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're the only outlet, the media outlet in an apocalyptic world. Yeah.
How are ye?
How are ye?
You.
No, it's an accent, people say ye, yeah. You know, some people around here would say that.
Ye.
Ye.
I'd walk away from them.
How are ye? How are ye?
Yeah, it's a culty thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe actually. I don't consider people from Kildare culties.
Do you not?
No.
Why would you consider them?
Would a Kildare person? I can barely identify their accent.
A Kildare person?
Would a Kildare person come to your head when you go culty? You're thinking Kerry, Cork, Clare, Galway. Donegal specifically.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Anything outside of Dublin is a culture.
I think Donegal people are premium grade culture.
No, Kerry is premium.
I don't know where Kerry is, but Kerry.
That's Kerry. A horror film.
Yeah, Kerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Kerry. A scary film. Kerry is.
Fuck off. Add that to the list of words I can't fucking say.
Ah, music to my ears. So how are we getting on, lads? Ye getting on, the only broadcast platform for the entire country. RTE and Virgin were destroyed.
But sure, how was anyone listening to us if there was an apocalypse outside? Did ye think about that?
Would you schedule it if you had the whole day, like get up and do kind of a breakfasty vibe and then some news?
news.
And then like a kind of a light entertainment afternoon show.
God, where would you go to toilet? We'd have to create we'd have to fashion some sort of toilet situation.
There's only one person wearing a hat. Darren.
You'd probably have to drink.
Oh,
yeah, pee.
It's fine to do that, I think.
Apparently so.
Yeah, Bear Grylls does that all the time.
Apparently so.
Bear Grylls drinks his piss when he doesn't need to drink his piss. Do you ever notice that?
No.
He'd be like fucking.
He's just at home. Dad, what are you doing?
Food, and then he'd be like, and now I'm going to drink
his sister's
piss.
On Gogglebox now.
Bear Grylls' sisters? Mm. What's her name?
Do you watch Gogglebox? I do like it.
I don't watch it.
There's a new...
I don't watch...
A lady
I don't like
with an older
people.
Lady. She's got massive glasses. That's Bear Grylls' sister. Okay. Just a little point of information for any gogglers out there. But is that what just back to drinking our piss. Who do you think, if we had to choose one of the three of us, whose piss are you drinking?
I wouldn't drink my piss. It's very yellow.
Joe, because of all the Monster he drinks, I'd imagine would give you some energy.
Yeah, mine comes out with a head on it.
You just tip the glass
just a 90 degree angle
just like a Guinness.
You gotta let it settle for 90
split
seconds
the pee.
And then I'll top her up. Just let me know when you're ready and I'll top her up.
We all locked drinking this piss.
Buzz balls.
Ed's comes out purple.
We're back.
Like green.
Like in The Simpsons with the
With Bart going
the nuclear power plant, the little thing that's on
the slushy.
So good, The Simpsons.
It always goes back to The Simpsons. Great cartoon.
Simpsons did it.
Thank you, Mick. We'll have a discussion after this in our meeting about getting you a little name check. They're not into it, but I'm going to Mick.
Big Mickey.
Big Mickey, okay.
The Mick fella.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Rick and Cork. Is it better to wear a hat of dry pasta?
Can I just stop you right there?
Okay.
There's no man in the world that's called Rick. Not in Ireland, anyway.
Richard.
Rick Ashley.
Richard. Richie.
Rick.
Dick, even.
Rick.
Not Rick.
Rick O'Shea.
People call him Rick.
2FM, now Radio 1 presenter. And I would be open to contradiction on this. I'm not sure that's his real name.
Rick.
A lot of those DJs from the 80s and 90s would have had to take on fake names because they're on Pirates. Like Dusty Rhodes and
Dusty Rhodes, yeah, that's right.
Rick O'Shea feels a little falsified. Rick, if you're listening, I'm sorry if that's not true. But
he's definitely not listening.
Yeah.
Who?
Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea? Who's Rick O'Shea? Oh, the radio DJ you were just talking about.
Would you say he's listening?
No. I wouldn't think so. He reads a lot of books.
You'd never know. when people are talked about on this, they don't listen.
But they find out about their friends,
they say, oh, they were talking about you.
They find out about it straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what kind of happens when you're in the top 100 the last 5 years consistently.
Word of mouth gets around.
Yeah.
Taking about a third of a people's year podcast. Rick, back to Rick. Better to have to wear a hat of dry pasta to every medical appointment, in brackets, doctor and dentist and therapist, and you can't explain it. Or make the sound of a loud fart or even on every fourth sneeze. No odour. You can explain this, but it probably won't help. Okay, I'm going to go through that again. Is it better to have to wear a hat of dry pasta to every medical appointment or make the sound of a loud fart on every fourth sneeze? No odour. You can explain it, but it probably won't help.
So the fart is forced, like you're forced.
Fourth sneeze, you have to go.
I think that'd be kind of funny in any kind of situation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd rather that than going to a doctor's appointment with a hat of dry pasta.
So, hachoo.
Yeah.
Does that have to be a loud one?
I'm also assuming you're going to hit the four sneezes.
I don't think I do four sneezes.
I don't think I've sneezed once today.
I actually sneezed yesterday. I actually remember sneezing yesterday, and I sneezed.
That's on your story.
I sneezed on the window.
It was sponsored.
I sneezed on the window.
I didn't.
You'd be surprised how much spray you get out of a sneeze as well.
Oh man! I was doing like a play. It was like a table read thing with other actors, and we were all performing different scenes from different players. But when I wasn't in the scene, I was sat at the back of the stage, and I was looking at them, and the spotlights were coming forward. As they were performing, they were talking, and you could see the spray of spit because the spotlights was coming forward, and there was like dust in the air, but
from them when they're speaking, like,
and you can see it. It was like, do you remember during COVID, RTE had the ads, and it was like, in ultraviolet and you could see the spits coming out and spreading out. It was like that. And you're like, oh shit, people really do spit when they talk. Like every pa, pa, pa. It's just,
Can't see it though.
Not here you can't, but like.
When does that light on it?
In a specific kind of room and someone's talking performatively.
So we're going with the pasta.
So the amount of spit on this.
You're going with the.
So much spit on this microphone right now is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I have to stop putting my mouth so close to it.
One of my jobs is to bring those pop shields home and wash them in the washing machine.
Is it? Mm? That's one of your jobs.
Yeah, and then I hang them out in the line. I'll actually walk around with them on my fingers and dry them off like that.
Yeah.
Out there, out the back.
Yeah.
Flapping.
Like I've had my nails done. So we're going to go for the fart sneeze.
Ah, fart sneeze all day.
I wouldn't like the pasta on my head at doctor's appointments.
I'd love to have an excuse to fart in public. I'd love to be walking down the corridor in this office and for it to be okay for me, not for anyone else, but just for me to fart.
And for everyone to just like
be okay with it.
That's just a thing.
That's fine, like that he did that. If I wish a fart was as normal as a cough.
Is it time to normalise farts, do you think?
Just for me. Oh. Like, if you did it, I'd be like, that is disgusting.
Mm. Would you get a pass?
Oh, wait.
Like a copper's gold card.
I'll fart all day in front of Marla. But if she ever farts in front of me...
Not good.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. That's horrible.
Don't do that.
The double standards.
Only I can fart.
But it's the same with everyone else. Like, if I farted, I think that would be funny. If you farted, I'd want to punch you in the face. Say, don't you ever do that around me.
It'd be disgusting because I'm a heavier fella. And you think with heavier fellas like me that farts are more disgusting.
Yeah, there's more going on.
There's more stuff you put into your body that was disgusting to make you bigger. And then it's coming out, you're kind of like, oh, it's disgusting that.
Even me kids, when me kids fart, I'm like, stop it, it's weird.
Kids farts are fucking foul.
Oh,
aren't they?
Bro.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Like a dog fart. Jesus.
Yeah, dog, oh, dog farts are woeful.
Dog farts are disgusting, and they're silent killers.
Oh, yeah.
It's like carbon monoxide.
You never hear a dog fart.
You can almost see them in the air like a mirage.
Sometimes you'd hear Frank farting.
You'd hear that?
His tail lift. You just go.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's funny.
It's
like,
the perfect fart.
It is funny.
Well. I'd rather that. I'd rather be. Then you're warned. It's a warning.
And then they look at you.
Yeah.
It goes like that. Then you make eye contact with
you. Like that, did you?
What do you think of that?
Get a load of that.
Or then the other one, if you let one off, like little.
I used to think dogs licking you was them kissing you or showing you affection.
No, it's just like you're this filthy bastard.
And I like how you
taste. They're licking the muck off you.
They're not cleaning you either. They just like how you fucking, they want to eat you.
Yeah, they want to gobble you up. Little cannibals.
Were you eating Cheetos? Give me a lick of them fingers now. Nom, 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 nom.
And you think they're coming off to give you a nice little cuddle. But they're eating the crumbs off your chest.
That's it. They don't like you. Animals don't like you.
You couldn't be up to them. So we're going for the fart. Yeah, I think you're right, Joe. I think generally, though, across the board, I think farts need to be less demonized.
Normalised.
Yeah, normalised. Yeah.
And hugs. We're on Today FM. And I said I was a fan of giving a hug. I give hugs around the building. And then he said, is it consensual? I said, yeah. I don't know why I even fucking said that.
I like it. Let that just live there for a second.
I think we should finish the bonus on that. Okay. Just let it hang in the air like one of Frank's farts.
People are going to think you like hugs now. Yeah. They're going to be coming up to you and saying, can I have a hug? Free hugs.
And I go, yeah.
Fucking love
them. If you want.
Fucking love a hug.
It's okay. You want a hug? I'm going to have one.
Do you pat? Do you pat them on the back?
Oh, I dig the back off you.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
That'll learn you.
You give your leg two proper thumbsticks.
That's
bruises.
So when it's audio and it's not visual, you have to give the full effect to the listener.
It's okay, Darren. What's you can happening. Tell us.
Was that actually really sorry.
You went to town on your legs, dear man. Holy shit.
I used to dig the legs out myself when I was playing FIFA. When
did
I
you?
Lost, I used to batter myself.
Would you leave bruises on yourself?
I'd be destroyed.
Oh, do you know what? My fucking PlayStation controllers are broken. Both of them, two of them. And it's like €70 for a controller.
Yeah, I have four.
Guess what?
Oh, yes, I have two. One of them broke.
Fucking hell.
Do you want one? Oh, no, because then I can't play two player.
By yourself. No, I'll get a new one. Figure it out. Or I'll fix them. I'll send them to somewhere that fixes them. Right. Anyway.
That's it.
Are we finished there now?
That concludes.
That concludes the bonus episode. Thanks for listening. Uh-huh. And if you didn't get your tickets for Stala, go get them. They're on Ticketmaster. They're nearly gone.
They're nearly gone, so get them while they're going. Because they probably go.
There's still
Christmas.
Some table seats, should I say. So you want to get in and get them table seats before you end up only having like balcony or standing. Not that it's a bad thing, but...
Get the fucking lads together. Get the lads together. Good night out. February 12th. Little Christmas present. All the lads.
Lads night out.
And the ladies if you want as well.
And then the ladies as well. Yeah, we can, there's another argument for that.
There's a separate section for them.
Oh, no, wait.
Come on now.
Wouldn't be saying that.
Okay. And that's it. Thank you.
And that's it. Thank you so much.
Peace and love.
If you have any questions, send them in to stala@goloudnow.com and we'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy, a few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.